So what happened is that we were about to start the meeting, and then I came downstairs to have a coffee, and then I ran into Tony, and then I spent the first half of the meeting of Initiative 3 actually talking to Tony about the levels of matter. And actually, we came up with interesting ideas. So here's something that he didn't maybe make very explicit. Actually, I don't know because I missed his talk, but here's the idea. So we built sort of computers and machines that kind of try to do computation and vision and whatnot. And then there's also physics. You know, physical systems, they do their things, like, you know, the waves in the ocean and all that. And we've been thinking of the brain more like computers and less like physics. And maybe we should think of it more like physics, perhaps. And I like both better than some other people, but that's... So that, so then when I went upstairs, there was a discussion going on in Initiative 3 about eye movements and saliency. So people were really excited about this, apparently. And Gary has models, and Mike Moser has models, and we had a long discussion about whose model is slightly better and how you can come up with counterexamples to break each other's models. And I don't think they managed to break each other's models at the end, because the thing with models is that you can always tweak them and they always work. One thing that came up is how do you pick features? What are important features? And of course, some of them are just seem to be known, like in V1 and such, but the higher levels one are probably not known, so we should figure that out. What did we also talk? After the meeting, Javier was raising questions whether linguistics is a good idea in the first place. And we still haven't settled that one. But I think we agreed that formal linguistics is definitely a bad idea. The rest of linguistics may be okay. So that was my impression of what we talked about. Thank you.